Welcome to the December 3rd, 2006 worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today is Children's Sunday. Special thanks to all the children who led today's service. Today's sermon is presented by Charlie Jones and is entitled, A Picture of Hope. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now for our worship service.
Good morning. How about that weight game yesterday? Welcome to College Park Baptist Church and Children's Sunday. My name is William Henson, and I am excited that you have joined us for worship today. We would like to get a record of everybody who is in today. There are worship pads on each pew, and we would like for everybody to sign it so that we will know you are here. Members, please write your name, let us know about any contact information which has changed, and then check the correct boxes. Guests, please write your name, contact information, age, and then check the correct boxes. Once you are done with the pad, pass it down so that everybody can sign. When it reaches the end, please send it back to down the pew so that our ushers can pick these up at the end of worship. Today is Children's Sunday. Our children and leaders have been working for several weeks now planning and putting the service together. We hope this will be a service for everybody, a special service for everyone here. Here is the schedule for this afternoon. All youth parents are invited to a parent fellowship this afternoon at 4:30. Our youth choir will be rehearsing this afternoon from 4:30 to 6:30. All youth who are not in the choir can come at 6 p.m. for youth online. We have snack supper for everybody at 6:30. Our Life Contemporary service will be tonight at 7 p.m. in Smith Hall. Everybody is invited to this contemporary worship service. I got a whole nother page. Jeff will be visiting all of our college students this week, and he will be delivering the exam packs. We need stuff to go in the exam packs. If you are able to provide any kind of snack, food, store-bought, or homemade, please bring them to the kitchen in the adult one area by 6 p.m. tonight. Make sure the items are individually wrapped. We will be making 50 exam packs to be given to our college students. Thanks for helping us with this important ministry. This Wednesday is a regular schedule. Please check the back of your bulletin for other schedule activities. Basketball has started, and here is the schedule for next Saturday. The girls' game is at Clemens First Baptist at 8:30. The senior boys' game is at Beck's Baptist at 8:30. The junior co-ed game is at Mount Tabor Methodist at 10 a.m. And the intermediate boys' game is at First Baptist of Winston-Salem at 10:30 a.m. We would like to say a special welcome to our guests today. We have ushers coming down the aisles now. If you are our guest this morning, we would like to give you a little information about our church. We ask any guest to raise your hand, and our ushers will give you a packet of information. This packet tells you about who we are and several things that we do. We hope that this worship service will be especially meaningful to you. Thank you for coming.
Meet Jane.
Hi, I'm Jane.
Jane loves Jesus.
Jane loves people. Jane wants to show people how to love Jesus. So Jane trains to be a missionary. She goes to the Missionary Learning Center. She learns all about loving people and loving God. See Jane go. Jane sows the gospel. Jane reaps new believers. Jane teaches new believers to tell their friends about Jesus. But imagine Jane without the International Missions Offering. No more new believers. No more materials to sow. No more training. No more going. See Jane stay. See unbelievers die. See a world unreached. This is what happens when we don't give to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. But see what happens when we do give. Jane goes out. Jane shares the gospel. People are saved and a world is reached. Please prayerfully consider how you will help share Christ with the nations, that all peoples may know him.
This morning, we're going to light the candle of hope.
Our first scripture comes from the Old Testament, Isaiah 40:3-5. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed. And all mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Our second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking and in all your knowledge, because our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift, as you eagerly await for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will keep you strong to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful.
Thank you.
Please pray with us. Dear God, thank you for this wonderful Sunday morning.
Thank you for being with us in worship.
Thank you for all the people who work with us at church. Thank you, God, for your love and forgiveness.
Thank you for your Son, Jesus,
who gives us hope for each and every day. Amen.
We watched at night, glad tidings brought an end.
hand signs for Jesus loves me. Please join us as we sing and sign our favorite song.
Thank you. troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. Thank you.
prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us life, for the earth and everything you created, for giving us a place to live, for food to eat and air to breathe. Thank you for giving us opportunities to go to church and school. Thank you for our families and how much they love us. Thank you for their jobs and how they provide things for us. Keep them safe and healthy. We also thank you for our friends, for how they help us and for the fun we have with them. Thank you for Christmas, a time that we can celebrate Jesus being born. Thank you for your Son and for sending him to die on the cross for our sins so that we can be forgiven. Please be with all the people who are sick. Be with their families as they care for them and the doctors who try to help them get better. Please be with the families who had someone who just died. Help them to adjust to not having someone they love. Please be with the people who are hungry or do not have a place to live. Help us to know how to help them. Help us to realize how fortunate we are. Please be with our teachers as they help us learn things. Give them patience, give us willingness to work hard and do our best. Please be with our church and help us reach out to tell others about you. Please be with our church leaders as they teach us about you. We thank you for Children's Sunday and everyone who is here today. Please help us listen to hear you speak to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ephesians 1:15 through 19. I have heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus. I have also heard about your love for all God's people. That is why I have not stopped thanking God for you. I always remember you in my prayers. That I pray to God of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is the glorious Father. I keep asking Him to give you the wisdom and understanding that come from the Holy Spirit. I want you to know God better. I also pray that your mind might see more clearly. Then you will know the hope God has chosen you to receive. You will know that the things God's people will receive are rich and glorious. And you will know His great power. It can't be compared with anything else. It is at work for us who believe.
Hebrews 10, verses 23 through 25. Let us hold firmly to the hope we claim to have. The one who promised is faithful. Let us consider how we can stir up one another to love. Let us help one another to do good works. Let us not give up meeting together. Some are in the habit of doing this. Instead, let us cheer each other up with words of hope. Let us do it all the more as you see the day coming when Christ will return.
1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. How great is the love the Father has given us so freely. Now we can be called children of God. And that's what we really are. The world doesn't know us because it didn't know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God. He still hasn't let us know what we will be. But we know that when Christ appears, we will be like Him. We will see Him as He really is. He is pure. All who hope to be like Him make themselves pure.
Thank you. guys. Great job. You know, it's been a pleasure to be around the last couple Wednesdays when this group of kids have been coming in here on Wednesday nights and getting ready for this. So on Wednesday nights they've been coming, and yesterday they showed up here and went through all this. And if you were here then, I mean, it was almost chaos. And they've pulled the pieces together, and it's been a great treat. Y'all getting ready, huh? Been a great treat. Slide on over, guys. Hey, Ben, you got to slide on over, guys. So the chaos started when I came in here the other night and the puppets were going, along with Eyewitness or the movement team, and the skit was going on. So they were going on as hard as they could, and everybody was just going crazy and going everywhere. And at the same time, we were trying to teach first and second grade RAs to stand still. You know, we had to teach them to stand still and give out bulletins and stand up straight and not lean against each other and be polite for 20 minutes. And then we had to take these offering plates and we had to teach them how to use these offering plates. You know, these round dishes right here to a first and second grade RA can be a sword. As long as his buddies got the shield. And to some of the guys that really love sports, it can be a frisbee. Well, we loaded some folks up in the middle pews here, and we were working on passing the plate. And we kept noticing when the plate got to the end of the aisle, some of the RAs would take that plate and they'd hold it up against their chest. So we said, guys, y'all've got to keep those plates flat so that we don't lose the offering. So Robert Hill, he dug down in his pocket and he put some change in the plate, and you know, that kind of solved the problem. The RAs figured it out. They took the money out of the plate. So I just want our finance folks to know that today, because we might be a little shy on the budget, but the RAs are going to have a great Christmas. This is the 5th and 6th grade Sunday school class, and I've told you this before, but Roby Walls, Robert Hill, and myself, we have a delight every Sunday. When we get to show up for Sunday morning, I don't know what your Sunday school class is like, but this is mine, and it is an awesome, awesome time. I mean, they keep us young, they keep us hopping, and we don't hardly ever have a boring time in our Sunday school class. A couple of 3 months ago, we were in one of our Sunday school groups, and we were talking about things that we really, really love. And those subjects were a wide range of different things. I mean, we talked about Carolina basketball. Golly. Sean loves Carolina basketball. He knows a lot about Carolina basketball. I have not a clue how their family lives because his brother's a Duke fan. So we talked about Carolina, and we talked about Duke, and these guys knew a lot about that. Then we started talking about Wake Forest. You know, I'm a big Wake fan. There you go. And some of our girls jumped on board, and we've got Wake fans here, and it was fun to listen to that. They knew a lot about it. They were excited about it. Claudia knows a lot about soccer. She travels everywhere and plays soccer. She loves it. She can tell you a lot about it. I know nothing about it. Beck loves horseback riding. She can tell you a lot about horseback riding, things that I would never even guess at trying to do. She knows a lot about it. She can tell you a lot about it. And then we get to Ashton. What do you like, Ashton? Ashton loves to shop. If you get Ashton to the mall, she can tell you exactly where Limited 2 is. And she can tell you where the nice dresses are and the nice tops and everything that goes with it. And she can shop. She loves it. She knows a lot about it. You leave Limited 2, Ashton can get you to Claire's. She can get you all the accessories you need that go with that new outfit you got. Boy, that's a great time. We had a lot of excitement going on in Sunday school that day. But then as a Sunday school teacher, I had to bring everybody back to reality a little bit. And I said, guys, we've gotten so excited about all these things, and we know so much about all these things. Do we know about our Bible that well? And that's what happened. Our Sunday school class got very, very quiet. And so we've decided, or we did a couple months ago, we went back to the basics, what we call some of the basics. And you can see up here on the wall where we started. We got the big sheet of paper. We wrote all the books of the Bible up here. We got the Old Testament over here. We got the New Testament over here. And every Sunday, we post the scripture about where our lesson came from, so that our kids can really start understanding those parts of the Bible, where it's found, who did what, and really start putting it together. And so this 5th and 6th grade Sunday school class came up with you guys a pop quiz this morning. And if you'll open your bulletin, there's a handout. There's an insert in there. And these are not my questions. These are things that we've gone over the past few months, and these kids have put all these questions together for you guys. And I love this atmosphere, and I don't know why Jeff told them to bring their pillows. But I hope that's not a bad sign, Jeff, that they're going to lay down. So everybody's got their pop quiz. And these kids on this stage, they know the answers to these pop quiz. So I told you not to cheat. Don't look at them. Y'all know what you're doing. Right? So where did we basically start, guys? How many books are in the Bible? Who's got the first answer? What is it?
66.
Who's holding it up? Ash, you gotta be ready. There you go. So we know there's 66 books in the Bible, right? When we started, we thought there was 166. So we got 66 right. How many are in the Old Testament?
39.
Josh has got the 39. How many in the New Testament?
27.
So 27 and 39 is what?
66.
That works. Right? So what's the next question that you have on your sheet there? So who wrote the most books in the Old Testament? Who was it, Josh? Moses did. Is that right?
Yes.
Why? What did Moses do? What? He did part the Red Sea. What else did he do? He caused the plagues. That's right. What else? He freed the people. Anything else? Maybe the Ten Commandments and some other things. Hey, but you know, when we started going through all these items that Moses... Now, it made sense to us that Moses wrote a lot about what was in the Old Testament, right? So who wrote most books in the New Testament?
Paul.
So what did we learn about Paul?
He was Saul,
wasn't he? Yeah. Huh? And that question's on down here, too. So what do we know about Saul?
He killed Christians.
That he wasn't good Christians, was he, at first? Right? What'd he do?
He killed him.
That's right. And then what happened to Saul?
Who'd
he see?
Stephen.
He saw Stephen getting what?
Stoned.
And what does stoned mean? So they went and got him because he was a Christian, and they drug him out of the city. They got him outside the city, and they started doing what? They started throwing rocks at him until he died. And the whole time, he never wavered. Isn't that right? He said, God, just keep on taking me home if that's what you need to do, but do not be upset with these people. And that impressed Saul, didn't it? He said he couldn't really figure out what was going on. So what happened to Saul? He got blinded, right? God started speaking to him, didn't he? And so Saul turned into what?
Paul.
And then what do we know about Paul? He got what? They put him in jail, didn't they? For being a Christian. And we know that in jail he wrote a lot of books of the Bible, didn't he? So we learned a lot about Paul. What else did we learn? What's next? Who's the oldest man in the Bible, and how old is he? Methuselah. And how old?
969.
And you know, some of you don't know, but this group of kids had a basketball game yesterday, and it was exciting. We won our first game in a year. Yeah. We got some other ones out there. And Andrew Alsley was sitting on the bench, and he couldn't fit. And we think that he might have aged this much yesterday. Right, Andrew? So we know who Methuselah is, don't we? What is the shortest verse in the Bible? John 11, 35. What's it say?
Jesus wept.
Jesus wept, and why?
Because his friend died.
That's right. His friend Lazarus died. That's right. What is the next one? What's the longest book or verse in the Bible?
Esther
8, 9. What's the longest book in the Bible?
Psalms.
What's the shortest book in the Bible?
Second.
What is the only book in the Bible that doesn't mention the word God?
Esther.
And we already talked about Saul. And then I really like this one right here. Where do you find the story about the talking donkey in the Bible?
Numbers
22:21. So when we started talking about that, this story is, it's true. And it was about a hard-headed man who wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. God only talked to him through a donkey. So we've asked that question this Sunday school class. Are any of you guys so hard-headed that God's going to have to send a donkey to talk to you? And the class got quiet again, and so I said, Brooke, come on, give me an honor. You know, I live with you. And she said, yes, Daddy, but I get it honestly. And you parents don't laugh, because just about every group, everybody in here said the same thing about their parents. So what is the last question? What is that? When is it?
1382
by John Wycliffe. That's exactly right. That is a quick glimpse of some of the things that we've really been working on here recently. But guys, what's our subject today? Hope. Hope. Sean, what do you tell us the definition about hope? Go ahead, read it.
Hope, a feeling of expectation and desire, a desire for certain events to happen.
A desire for certain event to happen. That's what hope is. And you guys have stood up here in God's house and led worship, and you've given us some hope today. Ben's got a verse he's going to tell us about. What new?
Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Wow, Ben. That's pretty powerful, isn't it? If you've got hope in who? In the Lord. Then you won't go weary. You won't grow faint, will you? John Mark's got another one for us.
Psalm 62:5-6. Let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken.
When we have faith and hope in our God, He is our rock and our foundation. And that's what it's all about today, guys. Is that hope being your foundation? You know, we talk about all kinds of stories in our Sunday school class, from my personal family to these kids' families to Andy Griffith. I love Andy Griffith. But I saw a movie the other day that I want to share with you guys that I just really believe shows us a lot about hope. And the name of the movie is Radio. Radio is about a young man that's probably 20 or 25 years old, and he did not get to graduate from high school. They said he might be had a learning disability, so they didn't really allow him to stay in the high school. Radio lived with his mom. And Radio pushed a grocery cart all around the city. And that's what he did for entertainment. He picked up sticks. He picked up cans. And whenever he'd get to a little hill, Radio would climb up in that grocery cart and he'd ride down the hill. And he was as free as he could be. And one day the football team saw Radio. And they made fun of him and they pulled him into the field house and they tied him up and scared him to death. The football coach's name was Coach Jones. Coach Jones found Radio. Radio was scared to death. And he got him out. And when he found out what his football team had done, he said, "Okay, guys, this football team, Radio is going to be part of our team from now on. And you're not going to have a problem with it." Well, they had this one arrogant running back that was an All-American. And he kept picking on Radio. He sent Radio somewhere where he wasn't supposed to be one day. And Radio, Coach Jones got really upset with Radio. He said, "Radio, why'd you do that?" "Blame Radio." "Tell me who made you do it, Radio." "Nope. You blame Radio." Radio never pointed a finger. He never wanted to blame anybody else. He loved people, and he always thought the best of people. Radio was on the sidelines one time, over there helping the coach a game. Coach called a play. Coach calls a reverse. Radio says, "Oh, that a good play, Coach." And he starts yelling it out, "Reverse, reverse, reverse." And so the other team heard what he had called, and the other team figured it out. They got across the line of scrimmage. They ruined the play and sacked the guy for a loss. Well, there were a couple of adults, a couple of fans up in the stands that they didn't like. They saw what went on. They didn't like it. So they were giving Radio a hard time. Radio's causing problems. And we can't have him continuing to cause problems. Radio continued to be part of that football team. Coach Jones stuck up with him, and he worked with him, and he taught him how to read a little bit, taught him how to write a little bit. And a few games later, you see everything's going well, and Radio goes over to the cheerleaders and he picks the pom-poms up and he's over there cheering with the cheerleaders. And then Christmas rolls around and the whole city has just loved to get to know Radio, except for a couple people. And they fill Coach Jones's pickup truck full of presents, all for Radio. Radio got home, man. He was thrilled to death. He's going to open presents. "Look at these presents, Coach." And he opens them all, and they jump to the next day, the scene. And Radio's got his shopping cart full of those presents. And he's going down the street, and he's stopping at every house, and he takes that present out. "Ooh, that's a good one." And he lays it on the front porch, and he says, "Merry Christmas." And he gets the next one. He says, "Ooh, that's a good one." And he lays it on the front porch of the next patient. He says, "Merry Christmas." Radio didn't keep his presents. He gave them all away. They had a terrible football season that year. They called a special meeting. Coach Jones wasn't invited, but he found out about it, so he went. And they were talking about Radio. And the guy that was upset says, "You've got a distraction, Coach. What are you going to do about Radio?" Coach says, "Oh, you think Radio's a distraction, huh? When we first took Radio, he couldn't read or write, couldn't hardly talk. And now he's our hall monitor. He helps people on the bus. He's even doing the morning announcements at the high school. Radio's not a distraction. All this time, we thought we were teaching Radio. But Radio has been teaching us. Radio is the one that's been giving us hope. radio spreads his joy to everybody and is touching everybody in that community. And all this time I thought I was teaching these kids. And they stood right here and they're teaching us to play the piano, to stand up here and sing for God. To do their motions. What a perfect, precious prayer we had today. Radio was teaching them. And they, these kids, are teaching us. It is, this morning, a picture of hope. I want all the kids that have been involved in today's church to come on down here. Everybody stand up and spread out. And as they're coming, I've got just a couple of little things I want to say. I sent an email out this week. And the email was about this special service that was going on. And I said, if you've got anything, this is what's going on at College Park Baptist Church this week. If you've got any little things about hope, would you send them to me and so I can read them and let's go through them and see what we can come out? And I had a bunch of responses. Some of them were 9 pages and made me cry the whole time, so we're not going to go through those. And I had one that was kind of funny and one more that was short and sweet and I think really brings home our point today. The first one was from a young man that actually went to church and was in this group right here. I mean, 12, 15 years ago, when I first started in the 5th and 6th grade, this young man was in this Sunday school class. He sent me an email. Some of y'all are going to like this, some of you not. And he said, "Charlie, this is an easy one. Our hope is in Riley Skinner, the football quarterback at Wake Forest University. I hope we make it to the Orange Bowl." Well, congratulations to the Deacons fan, and I appreciate that, Brian Baker. He sent me that email. The other email is from a very dear friend of mine that I consider a very dear friend of mine now for about a year, and that's Cindy Johnson. She sent me an email about a little boy and his dad who were going to plan a fishing trip. So they had planned all day about this fishing trip. And they had, turn around here. They had gotten everything ready. They got their fishing equipment ready. They had their lunch packed. Everything was ready to go. And the father was tucking this little boy into bed. And he got him all tucked in. And that little boy ruined all the covers. And he pushed himself out of the way. And he leaned up and got on his knees. And he hugged his dad's neck as hard as he could. And he said, "Daddy, thank you for tomorrow." And that's what hope is all about. And if you have seen a picture of hope this morning, I want you to put your hands together for these kids right here.
Love, how can it be? It has been good to be in the house of God today as our children have led us to the very throne of grace. It has been a pleasure to work with them. This is the result of their hard work, the hard work of their leaders, of their parents who got them here, and of our God who sent His Son to die for us, His children. Let's pray together. Father, we are overwhelmed to know how much You love us, that we are called Your children. Thank You for these young people and for all those who made this morning possible. Thank You for touching us. Thank You for moving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's R-A-M-O-N @collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.